5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han, and on the line we have Stephen Innes, head of trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore.
Good morning, Stephen. So late last week, we had U.S. non-farm payrolls for July coming in way better than expected, sending the greenback on a rally last Friday. Time for dollar bulls to break out in song and dance, you think?
Maybe not quite yet. However, you know, the dollar did have a bit of a rally on the jobs report. But my view is it had a bit more to do with the repatriation pledge from the White House economic advisor, Cohen. Mind you, the jobs data was sound across all the headlines, and while the wage growth came in just above expectations, it still remains very somber. But in my view, this entire short covering rally that we had on the U.S. dollar was basically down to the U.S. Fiscal policy headlines.
Now, also following that jobs report, markets appear unmoved in terms of their expectations for future Fed rate hikes. I'm looking at the Fed funds futures rate right now, just 5.6% for that September 20th meeting. So do you think this coming Friday's inflation data, would that hold more sway than the jobs report in terms of moving expectations on future rate hikes?
I think the inflation components of any U.S. economic data that's coming up will carry a lot more weight than the absolute job headlines. It basically comes down to the Fed's narrative that they're very, very much focused on inflation. And until inflation actually picks up, the market has this really dovish view that perhaps the Feds will not be raising interest rates anytime soon.
But still, even with the inflation data lacking, though, yet the Fed, you know, still went ahead with their rate hikes. So again, you know, is the inflation print really that important for the Fed's plan to normalize U.S. monetary policy?
I think inflation prints are important, but also I think we have to be cognizant of issues like when we hear Dr. Yellen mention asset bubbles, asset prices, elevated asset levels, especially in the stock market. There's a possibility that the Fed could take preventative measures to cool the cruelly inflated asset bubbles that are appearing in the economy and raise interest rates regardless of the inflation. So this is definitely something that we're going to keep tabs on, especially as we enter this situation of reducing the QE. And so this week we have several Fed members, and I think on tap, Dudley, Brainard, and Kaplan. So I think traders will be really focused on what they're talking about to see if there's any shift on a more aggressive balance sheet reduction narrative than what the one the market has priced in right now.
All right. So besides Fed speak and also the hard economic data and also expectations of Fed rate hikes, also we can't rule out headline risk when it comes to moving the U.S. dollar. And so given the seemingly endless stream of political noise coming out of Washington, D.C., in your recent commentary, you mentioned a toxic elixir for the greenback. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment coming out of Washington political landscape these days. And, you know, really, this is one of the big negatives that's constantly weighing on the U.S. dollar. You know, when a president goes under investigation from special prosecutors, it sort of manifests itself into, well, I mean, how are they going to possibly get any of the administration's main mandates through when there's just this level of non-confidence in the commander-in-chief? And this is what the market's looking at. I mean, one of the big dollar rallies was really based on this growth narrative, this fiscal spend narrative that President Trump had come out with towards the end of last year. But by all accounts, he doesn't seem to have the political operators in the back rooms to put these measures forward. And this is why there's so much uncertainty in the market over these headlines, especially when we you know, when we get into this Russiagate situation, it just causes the dollar just to swoon. And this is what I was referring to, is this toxic elixir.
But how is it that investors are still so fixated on their political risk? Because aren't the economic fundamentals or even the Fed's communication, aren't those enough to sustain a dollar rally? Or, like you suggest, is it still very dependent on the prospects of Trump policy?
Well, you know, I think the Fed is keeping the funding pretty cushy in the markets right now. And I think we're starting to feel that from other global central banks that don't want to rock the boat. So although we had a shift in central bank narrative a few weeks ago, that seems to be cooling down a little bit. And, you know, perhaps the overwhelming political risk narrative that's filtering through the market may cause central banks to keep this easy money going on for a little bit longer, despite the financial risk of heightened asset levels. They may still keep the caps open. So, you know, we have this constant shifting narratives, you know, from one week to the other. And, you know, this is what we're really dealing with in the market. Compounding this fact is also we're in August. August is really, really a horrible month for liquidity in the market, given the fact that a lot of dealers, a lot of investors take this month off for holiday time. So we have to be cognizant that we may see some exaggerated moves in the market just based on what they refer to as summertime liquidity. And, you know, this is part and parcel of the markets we're dealing with currently.
Well, boil it down for us then. When it comes to your U.S. dollar outlook, how do you balance out political headlines risk versus, say, the hard economic data? Does one take precedence over the other?
Well, you know, the political risk narrative is always extremely complicated to factor. But I think the underlying dollar momentum really will be dictated by Fed policy. So if we see a more aggressive lean from the Federal Reserve Board, i.e. Moving interest rates up for sure in 2017, I think this will underpin the U.S. dollar, and we could see a bit of a dollar recovery. As it stands right now, it seems to me that investors are actually opening up a two-way risk on the dollar now, so it's not like it's a one-way street that we were dealing with over the past 2 weeks. They're certainly cognizant about the fiscal headlines that came out on Friday, and they're certainly cognizant about the buoyant jobs report. So perhaps if we get a decent print on the CPI this week, this may even shift the narrative from a 50-50 call to maybe a little bit more higher probability on the December rate hike.
Now, going back to that idea of that summertime liquidity, how much do you think that central bank forum injection hole at the end of this month, how much would that unleash the pent-up liquidity, so to speak?
Yeah, you have to always be careful about, you know, this time of year. I mean, it's just a funny time, but it's just not a lot of participation. And, you know, regardless of what the central bank narrative is going to put forward, you know, it really, really comes down to liquidity. So I think what we're looking at right now, guys are gearing up for September. I think when the Fed narrative will really come into focus, especially around the balance sheet reduction issue, because this is one of the key mandates. But I think what the driving force behind the markets and what the markets are really keen on right now is Jackson Hole coming up in August 24th and 25th, when we have the central bank powwow. In the U.S. and we're going to have the ECB president Draghi speaking. We're going to hear more from the Federal Reserve Board members. So I think this could be a real big setup to what the September rate hike or September balance sheet reduction narrative is going to put forward.
All right then. So let's end on this. So for the near term, you know, between now and Jackson Hole, or between now and that September Fed meeting there, what kind of plays can be made? Again, keeping in mind that summertime liquidity, what kind of pairings are you looking at?
I think it's best to be nimble in this market. I think we've had quite a run on the euro narrative, and I think that's been one of the favorites in the market for some time. And, you know, positioning is obviously stretched as we saw even just a half decent jobs number caused a complete massive reaction. I think investors are going to be cognizant about not only political risk in the U.S., but also geopolitical risk as far as North Korea goes. So I think safety is probably in commodities like gold. And I think this is what we're going to see, probably a bit in gold going through early September as this political uncertainty irons itself out.
All right, be nimble and perhaps stay safe. Got it. Thank you so much. That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.